The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.
2 minutes and 15 seconds and counting down to the official opening of 2MMM.
Right now I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Rod Muir, Executive Director of 2MMFM. Rod, come over here, boss. Oh, this microphone. Come here.
As the time approaches 4 o'clock when we start our full program service, I'd like to take just a few seconds of our broadcast time to thank a number of people who made this freedom of choice that you're about to hear on the FM band possible. I say freedom of choice because we consider this of paramount importance, because above all else, this city of Sydney in which we live offers more freedom of choice than any other city in the Southern Hemisphere. You think about it, the freedom of choice that we enjoy with restaurants, the live entertainment outlets that are available to us, the sporting and outdoor recreation facilities that are available to us in their abundance, and now, certainly, radio formats to which the superior quality of FM is adding to and is available in more freedom of choice than any other city in the Southern Hemisphere. From the staff of 3MMM, we would like to give particular thanks to our chairman, Sir Ian Turbutt, who has an exceptionally busy schedule and has found time again to support the arts. Thanks go to our board, Barbara, Mike and Reg, who have given well above and beyond the call of duty. To our shareholders who put up the money, who are Sydney people, who love the industry and have no axe to grind. But particular thanks must go at this time to a good friend of the electronic media industry, a man who happens to be the Minister for Postal and Telecommunications, and whom without his support, commercial FM would not be a reality. And even though you can't hear us in Canberra, because our power limits don't go that far, and I don't want to get into that again, from all of us at 3MMM, we'd just like to say, the clock now reads 4 o'clock, so let's put the show on the road, and I'd ask you to join us in a toast to a new era in radio. So if you'd all charge your glasses.
Time thinking we had jaundice. The Vapors turning Sydney Japanese in a couple of weeks. They'll be at the Capitol on August 18, turning on some great rock and roll. You're never too egg foo young to rock and roll. Tony Hartley on 3MMM, 13 past four.
Anything you do feels doubly good when the taste of Coca-Cola puts a smile where it should.
The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.